when we were at the party, a comment I made which stuck with me, because as you know, we do have some flamboyant people in the church. Steve's let me down today, and Chris isn't here, but
dressed down.
So we have got people that like loud shirts. And the comment I made, was, if you can't beat them, join them. Yeah. And then that stuck with me. And the reason is because it's wrong. Yeah? Because we've all got a calling on our life, and God's got a purpose and a plan for us. And that might not be the same as what it is for Sonia. So if I start doing what Sonia's doing, I'm wasting my time. Yeah? So a question that was posed to me this year, or a question that was given to me by a very close person, was asking God, what am I doing that's not of you? What am I involved in? It was something like that, wasn't it? Hang on.
I'm the close person, obviously. So it was, Lord, what am I doing for you that you didn't invite me into?
That sounds much better with the way she said it. So like I said, we've got a calling, or what can be referred to as a mantle, which is a coat, yeah? Hence why I've done this early, so I can get warm again. So, and a lot of people have moaned about the coat rack, yeah? So my plan this year is to draw into God and ask him, what do you want me to get involved in with then, you know? What should I focus on? What do you want me to do? So hence the coat rack, because there's all different things here that I could get involved in, but they're not what God's called me to do. Yeah? So, Father God, what is your calling on my life? What do you want me to get involved in? And then I can take off what I'm not meant to be doing, which is difficult and talking at the same time. And then put on what God has called me to do, which should then bless me and others at the same time. Amen.
That's so good, Mark. But also the calling on assistance. You know, find out from God what he wants you to do. And what does that involve? It involves listening. Quieting our hearts and listening. I haven't made any New Year's resolutions. I used to be a New Year's resolution person. But I haven't made any this year. But what I have done is I've decided to walk in a certain way. So that for me is more important. I'm going to start, and we're going to start today, with declaring who God is. Mm. Sorry, I've not got much voice today. So we're going to start by declaring who God is, because for me that's the most important place to start. Over on the flip chart by Sonia, I've written the word thankful. And I want us just to spend this next little moment thinking over the last year, 2025. And just thinking, are there ways that I've noticed that as God has invited me to live differently? Are there ways he has demonstrated his affection towards me? How has God demonstrated his faithfulness to me over 2025? What do I have to be thankful for? What do I have to be thankful for? And it's so easy to remember what God hasn't done yet. The prayers that might be unanswered at the moment. But maybe we're focusing on the wrong things. Maybe we should be thinking about what God has done in our lives. And so quickly do we move on from that. but I invite you to go and write some stuff up on the board. There's pens there. And I just want to fill that board with thankfulness this morning. Fill it with thankfulness about what God has done in your life in 2025 before we move on to 2026. So now as we look forward, looking forward into 2026, what jacket or coat are you putting on? What is God calling you to? What do you get a sense in your heart to do? What brings you real joy? What brings you real joy? I was reading something and I just want to share it with you. It's only very short. A lady went to her doctor's to have a medical, and she was in her early 70s, and the doctor said, you're absolutely fine. We've done all the tests. There's nothing wrong with you. You're absolutely fine. But when you walked in through the door, you shuffled in. You shuffled in. And I want you to pick up your feet. Mm. She's a Christian lady, and she felt like this wasn't just a natural thing. She felt like, I need to stop shuffling through life. I need to pick up my feet. Yes, Lord. I need to pick up my heart. I need to pick up my spirit. And I need to live intentionally.
Come on.
So even if that is your prayer today for 2026, pick up your feet, pick up your heart, pick up your spirit, and live intentionally.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And that's part of my prayer for this 2026. I'm somebody who used to, and I use the word used to now, make loads of plans for God. I used to make plans about how I think God ought to sort some things out for me, how he ought to sort my life out. And I would list down those plans about how he ought to sort this out and that out. Interestingly, he didn't do any of that. But he changed me in it. Because in Isaiah 55, it says, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, Sue, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything, Sue, that you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So stop telling me what to do. Oh, it doesn't say that bit, sorry. I've added that bit. I don't make New Year's resolutions, but my heart is saying, let go. Let go of everything you think you've got to fix. And for me, my number one thing is family. I have to let them go. I have to stop being the fixer. That's huge for me to do that. For you, it might be something different. It might be your work. It might be health. It could be any number of things. But for somebody who's tried to fix for 30 years, I'm going to tell you now, it doesn't work. And I want to tell you now that the only way is to allow him to do it.
So the board, the whatever you call it, paper, it's been turned round, and I've flipped over the chart that's thankful, so that now what I've written on the front of it is spiritual goals 2026. As a statement of what we're going to be committing ourselves to for the year coming, if we go and write them down on there, I've turned it round so you can do it in private, yeah? So if someone's writing on the board, please stay this side of the board, yeah? Just in case they're embarrassed, yeah? And then what I thought what we'd do, once we get a list of what people are planning to do for 2026, we'll bring the board out the front, yeah, because there's no names on it. And then what we'll do is we'll pray it in at the end of the meeting as a declaration to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
At the end of last year, the last few days, I was saying, Lord, what have you got for your people next year? Come on. Show me something exciting. Anyway, he did, because he answers our prayers. And he said, I am going to pour out and I'm going to pour into you myself. Can you grasp that? He's going to pour out upon us and he's going to pour into us and around us and about us himself. Or we could say more of himself. For I'm a God of abundance, and I delight to bless you in who I am. And I love that bit of I am. That's the Yahweh. I am. The greatness of God. And I am calling you to simply believe and receive. Simply believe and simply receive. Don't make it complicated. Because he is truth. Yes? My words of truth that you will need in the days to come. And he then gave a promise. My promise to you is Psalm 23:6. That is the Lord's the Lord Shepherd prayer. Okay, the last. And it's very familiar. Very familiar. But he's reminding us, surely, no doubt, that's what surely means, no doubt, surely, surely, goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever throughout all my days in the house and in the presence of the Lord. And I'm asking you to be still and know that I am God. That's similar to what Mark has been bringing. What are you going to put on? What are you going to put on? Put on stillness. Put on simple believing and receiving. Put on simply his words. And then he finished with, for it is in the stillness and quiet you will hear my voice and be blessed. Okay. And then he reminded me, I thought this was personal, but I'm just going to add this to you. Share it with you. Speak Psalm 23:6 over yourself. And I put in Sylvia because she always calls me by name. And believe every day and believe and receive it. Declare the words of the Lord over yourself. And do you remember we were taught a while ago, years ago, that is it within 30 or 40 days if you speak something over your life, you begin to own it, live it, believe it, receive it. It's almost a bit of a memory thing. And that will bring the renewing of your mind. So I have said yes to God that I'm going to speak that word over myself until I get it, own it, receive it, live it, true, and then I'm going to ask for another promise. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for everything we've been through in 2025. So thank you, Father, for all those real and beautiful conversations that we've had in 2025. And thank you, Father, that I now know you more. and that you are the God of all comfort. And that knowing that you were there to walk with me through everything I've been through. Thank you for fulfilling your promises to me and everybody else within the church. God, you are perfect fatherhood and friendship to everybody. Grateful and awestruck to see God revealing himself to us believers and seeing them encounter him in different ways. Thank you, Father, for 2025 and all that you've blessed us with. Amen. So we're going to leave this up here, and what we do is we'll move on to 2026 now. I think this is going to be the really emotional bit. So, Father God, we come before you this morning, and we're going to stand here, and we're going to declare these spiritual goals for 2026. To not just hear your voice, but step off in faith and act on it. I love it. To follow you more closely, Father God. To receive and believe your promises that are yes and amen. We declare that every negative word, repeated pattern or plan to delay my progress is stopped in the mighty name of Jesus. To step out off of the boat. Someone was at the meeting yesterday. Step off of the boat, Father, and fix our eyes on you. I want to continue to walk in faith and trust, knowing you have my life in your hands. I want to know increasing freedom from fear, anxiety, depression, and more of God living in each of us. I want to remember to walk, talk, think, and be as Christ-like as I can. I want to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's all about keeping our eyes focused on God. Declare more of God's truths. We thank you, Father, and we hand 2026 to you. We commit 2026 to you, and we stand here this morning, and we're going to focus on you for 2026.
Can I suggest that we start to prophesy everything we've written? So not I want to, but Lord, this year you are saying, and you declare it as a truth. If we stay in a place where we say, I don't want to receive the words that are negative. Lord, I want to step out. I want to not just hear you. I want to step out. If we stay in that place, that's fine. But faith is about action. And we need to start speaking the word of God over our lives, over our circumstances, and declare. So, as a for instance, this year, Lord, I will receive the words that you have spoken over me, that are positive, that build me up. Father, that I will also do that for those around me, that will see transformation. Father, I speak increasing freedom from fear and anxiety over my life this year. Lord, that is your will for my life. I am speaking that because that is your word, that is your will. Read the Bible more. Lord, open up your word to me in new and fresh ways, that in ways that I've struggled before, they will not come into 2026 with me. I will know how to understand and live in your word this year. Father, I pray that for us all, Father, that we will come into our authority this year to speak your words. That we will no longer be driving our lives, Lord, looking through the rearview mirror at what's gone before. Because in the natural, we crash. Father, you have given us authority to speak life because you are life and you are in us. Father, this year is the year of transformation. I speak that over us all, that we will go into this year speaking life and your words, edification, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.